You might have the faith for salvation. You might have the faith to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But maybe that's all the faith that you have. And when it comes to trusting God, you have no faith.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us for the first half of Faith in God, Part 2, from our series, The Difference. So let's join Dr. in God, Part 2.
So we're going to continue a series that I started in the new year. We've been talking about the difference. We've been talking about the difference. And our scripture text has been Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10. It says, if the axe is dull and he, or the axeman, doesn't sharpen its edge, then he must exert more strength. But wisdom to sharpen the axe helps him succeed with less effort. The difference. What is the difference? It's a sharpened axe. You can continue to try to cut down trees with a dull axe, but that's foolish because we will work harder. We will use more energy. But whenever we sharpen the axe, we see that things go a lot smoother. And so we've been talking about the difference. We've talked about spending time with God. We've talked about the power of the Holy Spirit and how that makes a difference. And we left off last time talking about faith and how faith makes a difference. Last time we looked at the report of unbelief. And we saw how God sent the spies out into the promised land to spy it out. And God was going to give them the land. And he sent the Israelites out in the book of Numbers to spy out the land. And sadly, there were 10 spies that brought back a negative report. 10 spies brought back a negative report. But we see that Joshua and Caleb, that they steeled the people. And they said, there are giants in the land. And we do look like grasshoppers in their sight. But we serve a God who is able to deliver us into this promised land. He's able to take us there so that we might inhabit the promised land. And we look at the New Testament, and it gives us further commentary on this story. And in the New Testament, we see in Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, for unto us the gospel was preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Now that's the King James Version. We looked at the New Living Bible, or the Living Bible, and it says, for this wonderful news, the message that God wants to save us, has been given to us just as to those who lived in the time of Moses. But it didn't do them any good because they didn't believe it. They didn't mix it with faith. And then I have what I call the Glaze translation. And in the Glaze translation, it says this: just like the good news of rest and salvation through Jesus Christ was preached to us, the good news of rest in the promised land was preached to Israel. But it didn't do them any good because they didn't mix it with faith. They didn't mix it with faith. Somebody said that faith is like a toothbrush. You should have one and you should use it often. Faith was a difference. And this is powerful. Faith was a difference between wandering in the wilderness and enjoying the promised land. Wow. Between wandering in the wilderness and enjoying the promised land. A journey that should have taken 11 days took 40 years. Notice what Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 1 says. It is 11 days journey from Horeb, which was in Egypt, by way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. 11 days. A 11-day trip took them 40 years. What was the difference? My brothers and sisters, faith was a difference. What a powerful thought that the difference between 11 days and 40 years was faith. And so if you go to that next slide, we see that if they exercise faith instead of unbelief, that according to Numbers 14:9, they would have walked in the will of God. If they exercised faith, they would have pleased God. And if they exercised faith, they would have enjoyed the blessings of God. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. What are you missing out on? What are you missing out on because of a lack of faith? You know, I heard the story about a guy who died and went to heaven. And St. Peter was showing him around heaven. And he showed him the pearly gates and the golden streets and showed him the worship room. And then he took him to a room, opened the door, and there was a bunch of gifts, unopened gifts in there. And then St. Peter continued the tour. When they finished the tour, the man had several questions, but one of the questions that he had was about the room with all these unopened gifts. And he asked him, what was that room all about? And he said to the man that asked the question, these were gifts. These were things that God had for you. These were things that God wanted to give you. But because you never exercised faith, you never received them. Man, and I often look back at my life, and I ask the question, have I missed the blessings of God because of a lack of faith? Were there times that I could have trusted God and saw him pour out a multitude of blessings? But because I didn't exercise faith, that I missed opportunities that God had for me. And it's not too late. As long as you have breath in your body, as long as you're still alive, you can exercise faith. I think part of the problem is that we live in a land of abundance where we have everything taken care of us. You know, all of our needs are met. Now, I'm going to say, somebody might be sitting out there and say, Pastor, speak for yourself, right? You know, you're not speaking for me. Right? But I'm just saying, generally, in America, we are provided for. You know, we've worked good jobs, and, you know, people even work in the day. You know, some people work a couple jobs to meet their needs. We enter into a time of retirement. Our needs are met. So sometimes there's very little opportunities for us to exercise faith. But I challenge you that there are still things that we can trust God for. There are still things that we can step out on faith. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you go to the next slide. We talked about the last time, what is faith? You know, what is faith? And again, he compares Israel getting into the promised land of rest. And he says that enter into the rest, that if Israel had entered into the promised land, they wouldn't have wandered for 40 years and they would have enjoyed the rest of God. And then in the New Testament, salvation is likened unto rest. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so what is faith? Faith is rest. First of all, you've got to receive the promise of God. So that means you got to be in the place where you hear the promises of God. And then once you hear the promise of God, you have to embrace the promise of God. Oh, I'm talking about faith this morning. What is faith? See, the problem is we have a show me and I'll believe it. God says, believe it and I'll show you. Right? Wow. We say, show me. God, show me and I'll believe it. God says, believe me, and I'll show you. That means that you embrace the promise of God. And then the S stands for step out on the promise of God. When you think about the Israelites crossing the Jordan River and how that the river was flowing, and it says that it was at flood stage and how that it rushed in front of them. And God didn't stop the water until they stepped out. And sometimes we have to step out on faith. And then once we step out on faith, then we trust God, right? We receive the promise. We embrace the promise, we step out on the promise, and we trust the promise. Man was walking along the roadside one day. It was kind of an elevated walk that went uphill. As he was walking, he fell off of the cliff. And fortunately, there was a tree branch as he fell that he could hold on to. And as he was holding on to the branch, he said, is anybody up there? And God said, I'm here. And he said, what do you want me to do, God? And God said, let go. And the man said, You want me to let go, God? I'm holding on to this branch. You want me to let go? God said, let go. And the man said, is there anybody else up there? See, sometimes faith is letting go of the branch. You receive the promise, you embrace the promise, you step out on the promise, and then you trust the promise. And so we left off last time talking about the different levels of faith. And so I want to go through the different levels of faith, and I really want us to examine our hearts, and I want us to ask the question, where am I at in my faith? Now again, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so unless you are exercising faith, you can't please God. And so let's look at these different levels. And we talked about this one last time, and that is some people have no faith. No faith. Now, people that have no faith, these are people that believe in God, right? Because as we saw, it was the disciples, and they were on the boat, and a storm came up, and they began to be fearful, and Jesus was asleep in the boat. He woke up, and Jesus comes, and he calms the storm. And then he says to them, how is it that you have no faith? Again, you might have the faith for salvation. You might have the faith to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But maybe that's all the faith that you have. And when it comes to trusting God, you have no faith. Wow. No faith. What are two characteristics of no faith? Is failing to realize who God is. That they fail to realize who was on the boat with them. Just think about it. Who was there? Who was on the boat? Man, they had seen Jesus do all type of miracles. They had seen him do all type of things that were supernatural, and yet still they were on the boat, and a storm came up. No faith. Do you fail to realize who God is in your life? That when you have a need, you become fearful. You know, we read the prayer request that came in about people who are sick, people who are in the hospital. And at some point, we may end up in the hospital. We may end up sick. And we have to ask ourselves the question, do I know who God is? Or am I going through my situation with fear? People facing surgery. And many of you have had surgery. Many of you will face surgery. Is there a spirit of fear in your life? I think that, yes, there is the unknown about, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I wonder what's going to happen. But you know what? I know God is able. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said that, King, you might throw us in the furnace, and we might burn up in the furnace, but we know that God is able to deliver us. And so we have to ask ourselves the question, when we run into those situations, when we run into situations where we're dealing with sickness or we're dealing with an unmet need, do we become fearful or do we exercise faith in God? If we find ourselves, again, I'm not downplaying the fact that we might need to be concerned and we might need to be responsible. That's not the issue that I'm talking about. I'm talking about, are you fearful? Are you afraid? Are you worried? Are you anxious? You know, I was preaching at a church last week, and I was preaching on anxiety. And one of the studies that I did in preparation for the message, it said that 85% of what we worry about never happens. They took a group of people and they asked them, what things are you worried about right now? And so those individuals listed the things that they were worried about. And then they came back, I don't know if it was months or years later, the study really didn't say, but they asked those people, did the things you worry about come to pass? 85% of the people said they never materialized. 85% of the things that we worry about never happen. And that's an indictment on our faith. I told the story, and I know I've told it here before, at Bethany before, about the guy who was standing at the bus stop, and a young man came by and asked him, what time was it? And the guy, he just ignored him. He said, sir, can you give me the time? And he just ignored him. So the man got on the bus, and his friend said, all the guy wanted was a time. You mean to tell me you couldn't give the guy the time? He said, well, if I gave him the time, he might have came home with me. And if he came home with me, he might have found out that I had a daughter. And if he found out that I had a daughter, he might have married my daughter. And I don't want my daughter marrying anybody that can't afford a watch. And so, you know, when you look at that, you know, 85% of the things that we worry about never materialize. And how much more if we would realize that we have a God who's able to take care of any situation that we have. What is the two characteristics of no faith? In verse 38, failing to realize who God is. In verse 40, being fearful. Maybe you can move from having no faith and you have little faith. Little faith. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And in Matthew chapter 6, we see in verse 25, therefore I say unto you, be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body what you shall put on it. Is not life more than food? That if God is taking care of your life, wow, can he not provide food for you? And the body, if God is taking care of your body, can he not provide clothing for you?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Faith in God, Part 2. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Faith in God, Part 2, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Faith in God, Part 2. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Faith in God, Part 2 from our series, The Difference. Or call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series, The Difference, by request, our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877 831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.